Mes frères, sœurs et sœurs.
Mes frères, entre genres. Oh.
We're back.
I'm speaking back. The same language as you.
What was that supposed to be?
What language are you speaking?
Gibberish. You speak gibberish?
No, I was
yeah,
like, no.
Thank you.
That's not gibberish.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us once again this week. You know, it's a beautiful day outside. Hopefully, you're doing well at your end. We're going to just hop right into this podcast. You know what I'm saying? It's a special one.
It is.
Very special. But before we start, just got to know, Miracle, how's your day going today?
Oh, I wanted to first talk about why it's really special, but I guess we can just move on from that, right?
We don't. They'll find out how special it is. Just have your drinks ready and okay. Hop in this little voyage with us.
All right. Well, my week has been good. I'm really happy with how I feel like we talk about track too much in this podcast.
Okay. Like, tell me one interesting thing that's about this week that's happened or that might happen outside of track. Just added the norm, the usual routine.
I got a court case coming up.
My guy. What did you do, bro?
It's not my fact. I know people listening, I probably think I'm a reckless.
Oh, no.
I'm not reckless. When was this? It's quite some time ago.
Like, he didn't shoot anyone, okay? Because I know people are like, oh, he's black. Okay, he might did. No,
bro,
it's not that
see
deep.
Me, they know I'm not. It's not possible.
Okay. No, I just feel like some people see black. Okay, he's one of those.
That's all they think.
That I don't know. I'm not in people's mind.
Hey,
but
I see the good in people. So I'll see the brightness in them.
Okay,
and I'll choose that.
That's
don't
really good.
It.
That's what God said.
Exactly. It was after. I think it was after the snow, like, kind of cleared out and like stuff started getting better, and then Winnipeg said, "Psych, snowed all over again." Exactly. Yeah. So like when the second wave was kind of going away, and I was driving through, and I just got stopped. I just crossed the red light.
You went outside.
I crossed the red light, bro.
Ooh, damn.
I know. I got a ticket now.
Risky business.
I got a ticket now that cost as much as a shoe. So
the camera was waiting for you.
I'm trying to get the court case. I'm trying to get it. So if I can win it, then I can use the money I make from it to buy shoes.
The government is eating. We caught somebody today, bro.
Bro, they be eating your money. What are you talking?
But I just gotta know, like, how many ticket do you think people like that camera on average will get in a day?
Bro, in my life, I think I've seen it get at least two or three people. One of them was a really good one. Like, I was at a stoplight. I had stopped and everything. And then it was on Bishop Grande, right? Yeah. I was stopped. And then one car just zoomed. Boom. Very bright. It was in the evening. Just, it looked so great. Just, and you just knew that the person knew. He saw, he must have seen it in his rear view camera, like, yeah, for sure. That shit got me. I did not escape this one.
So how many speeding tickets have you received?
Me personally?
Yeah.
He's my first one.
That's your first one?
My first red light ticket. I'm a good driver.
Wow.
I'm just reckless on the road itself. But okay, I reckless is a bit of a harsh word. I'm not reckless when I drive. It's just people think it's not safe when I'm driving, but I'm actually really safe. And I don't really go over the limits. Unlike you.
I know you
don't
me.
Get tickets, but you run. You bro, can run 170 road and still not get caught. You're lucky like that.
I got a lot of tickets, man. I'm not going to lie. I think last year, I was going through my budget. No, not last year. 2020. I was going through my budget, and I noticed a big chunk of it was tickets. It's like, got to a point where, like, almost like every 2 months, it was like a new ticket was coming. That's and the ridiculous. Thing is, like, the car is never under my name. It's usually under my parents' name.
Oh, no.
So it's like, it comes, and then they're like, you got another ticket. I got so many tickets to a point my mom was like, did you pay for the last one? I'm like, yeah, you got a new one. No, it's like, for me, it's usually the dumbest thing. Like, last time when we went to watch the soccer game, right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The construction zone, they already pull out the stuff, but the car was still there.
I saw
this guy. I tried to slow down. All I heard was like flash, and I was like, fuck, damn.
Paul was so pissed all the way back home. Paul was like, oh, shit.
We lost the game. It was like, a championship and our team lost.
Yeah, yeah.
And I got a ticket, bro. I was mad. I was this close. I was like, if y'all see something, you're walking home.
I was in the car. I just sat by my side because my team won. So I just sat on the side. I was quiet, incognito, just hat down, just hoping that Paul just get me home in one piece because, like, he can change his mind and run us off the bridge.
I think for me, the craziest ticket that I've actually had is... Dad, if you hear this, I'm sorry. Was in my wild days back in high school. You know what I'm saying? Every kid's in high school, they're a little reckless. I took the car. I went somewhere where I wasn't supposed to be. And I was coming home at like 1. Like, down Main Street. I don't know where in Main Street. I don't know exactly where it is. But like, I was just driving. And this guy in front of me was just changing lanes. You know what I'm saying? I was like, this guy's pissing me off. Let me pass him, right? As soon as he changed to the other lane, I speed up. I was trying to pass him. I went from 60 to 80. As soon as I passed the lights, all that I saw was just like a whole flash. Bro, I was so scared. That was my first ticket. I thought those were the cuffs. I was so terrified when I looked back. I looked through my rearview mirror. It was just a ticket. And I was like, oh, relief. But after a couple of seconds, I started thinking, I'm like, oh, shit, it's going to come under my dad's name. I'm not supposed to be in downtown. It's like at 1 a.m., all this stuff. And I was like, oh, I even got more nervous than the cops. You know, like, because if the cops stop you, sure, you're going to go in the minus or whatever. But at the same time, it's just like, hey, it's you and the cops, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But when it's a ticket, it's like, bro, I've never hunted a mail the way I did, bro. Oh, my God. Every day, I used to go to mailbox for like 3 weeks, man. 3 freaking weeks. And now to make sure I get the correct one, because I ain't trying to open like, the wrong, wrong mail. Bro, jail time. Once I got it, bro, those were the day I was doing, like, the football tryouts. And then we had, like, I think 2 hours break in between. Bro, I went all the way to downtown to pay that shit because I wanted to pay that as fast as possible.
Up, eh?
Oh, I got there. I was like, yo, this is not under my name, but am I still allowed to pay it? She was like, yeah. And then I pay for it. But I was like, is a person that's under, are they going to be notified? They're like, nah. I was like, okay.
Bless.
Man, that shit was $400, bro. I was still working at Burger King back then, bro.
Shit, $400, bro.
I was a broke guy, fam.
That was like
I saved that for
months.
A month.
That's like 2 months, bro. For
that's
me.
My whole paycheck.
That's like, because I remember I used to work at Safeway in like grade 9 and 10. I'd make like $200 every 2 weeks. It was ridiculous.
Bro, I wasn't 200 working. Is a lot, my guy.
No, No. I make like $100 every 2 weeks.
Shit, never mind.
So like, I could not afford to pay that ticket. I'm gonna have to go home and just like beg for money and beg for mercy at the same time. Because they label on the ticket, they label the time, the day, the sun and the word. Sky.
And I was like, damn, if my dad opens this, like I have no excuse. I'm generally a good liar, like a good ass liar. But on this one, I was like,
You fumbled the bag
because one time I think for Christmas I borrowed a car because I told him I was working overnight and then I got home at 2 a.m. right and my dad was like, where were you? And I was like, what's a lie that I can't use? I told them like I got off work, my friend was drunk and I went to pick him up. I was like, you're supposed to tell us and shit like this. I was like, yeah, I'm sorry. I was a little nervous, you know. So
well,
and then when I got there, you know, he was drunk, too drunk, and I had to kind of fight him to get in the car and to take him home. He didn't know the address, you know, just a bunch of stuff, bro. Certified liar. I don't lie anymore because I don't.
That's wild. I know.
It's like
we're past that age now.
No. It's not even the age. It's just like in high school, I was just kind of like terrified, you know, because I was traveling like I didn't know how my dad was going to react.
Exactly.
I
can it's never, the age,
my,
though. It's
my
the
dad,
age.
No, I can't read my dad, bro. Growing up, when I think this man is like one of the most, shout out to my dad, bro. He's one of the most patient person I have ever encountered in my life. This guy, you will fuck up so bad you think he's about to whoop your ass like you think you're dead. This is an African parents. You know what I'm saying? I've received way too many ass whooping to know when one is coming. And all he does is like, did you learn from it? I'm like, yeah. What did you learn? I tell him what I learned from it. He's like, okay.
No.
If I tell him what I didn't learn anything from that shit, I'll get an ass whooping, bro.
No. My dad was almost the same. Very patient too. Like, he'll whoop your ass, but he'll make sure you understand why. You know that it's not coming.
No, like,
it's not
honestly,
anger.
If my parents ever, like, whooped my ass, which it was, like, rare. You know, I was back in Africa. You know when every African parent, they come to Canada and said they're, like, saints?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but, like, back home, like, even back home, I'll get some ass whooping. But, like, I was never mad at my parents because I understood why.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, me going a freaking climbing a tree like it's 50 feet in the air, right? Everybody's worried. I'm going to get my ass whooped. But I know why. But I'm still going to do it the next day. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I was never mad at them. As long as we both understand is that you're going to whoop me, but like tomorrow I'm going back. You know, we know each other. Hey, good.
That's all good.
We move on. Yeah, we move on.
You do it.
Yeah. But yeah,
my dad would be like patient. Like, I think I might have told the story already before about the time when I lost, like, then we had, it was a Saturday, we're going to church on Sunday, and I lost 1,000 naira. That's like equivalent of losing, like,
I remember that,
pretty much like losing like $1,000, I swear. Yeah. Like, it was a lot of money, and it was like the last thousand naira we had at home. Mm-hmm. for that weekend. I had to go and buy food for the next day, breakfast. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So like, we didn't end up eating breakfast that morning because, like, yeah, exactly. Like, that's the gravity.
Everybody's going hungry.
So like, he beat me for the gravity, like, to understand how much I had lost.
Yeah.
And like, he was patient with me. He beat me. Like, when he was beating me, like, you know, when he beat me, I'll cry, I'll run away. Mm-hmm. He wait for me to come back to continue. He was very patient with me, like, you know, very nice like that. My mom is quite the opposite. Like, she would chase you.
The moms are always
she's quite the opposite.
The one like, you're getting it.
Yeah, you're getting it. Then when her anger is satisfied, then when everyone is done, then we'll go chill and stuff. Cause I think I remember once, I might have also told this story before, when I used like her showering sponge. I was like 8 or 9. I used it to wash my dad's car. I was trying to help. You know, when you're trying to help and no one asked for your help.
Did you wash the tire too?
That is what I used it to do. Like, I got hose, I got water, and I got the sponge, and I was scrubbing, and I was looking so good. Then I finished it, and I just dumped it in the bathroom, just threw it on the floor there. And then she got in there and tried to shower, and she couldn't find it. She was asking around the house who took it.
I was like,
oh yeah, I helped you. I helped wash the car. I used it for you. She didn't say anything to me. She just showered and came outside. Next thing, I just heard her move too quickly. You know, you can feel someone is moving with an agenda at you. No, she moved too quickly to her room, and she reached my room too quickly. I got in defensive position, one hand on my face, one hand on my shoulder, my knees up high, ready to defend my important organs. Because she was wildly swinging that shit at me. I just had to protect her. Duck, protect your important organs, and get out of the way. Like, yeah. You know, apologize while you're ducking too, because... Mm. You know, maybe to reach her eventually, but that was like the difference between both of them for me, 100%.
No, I think we're very fortunate because most of my friends, I've noticed that, you know, like, they're like the family, like the dads and the mom, they balance each other well. One is like very patient, the other one's like, well, you getting it tonight. You know what I'm saying? You fucking, you getting it. You know, I have one of my friends that both parents were like, you getting it, type of thing. You know what I'm saying? I feel like a lot of time when both of the parents are like that, the kids, like, they will move out of the house as soon as they have the chance. You know what I'm saying?
Hyper anxiety every day, bro. Yeah, that's too,
like,
much.
It's like they don't have freedom. You know what I'm saying? But for us, we're very fortunate. I'm very thankful for that shit. Like, our parents are very, like, balanced. You know what I'm saying? And they're always one, like, I think from my side, my parents were always, like, lesson over punishment. It's like, if you learn from it, there's no really a reason for me to punish you unless you go, like, you know, fool me once, shame on you, fool me twice, shame on me. Like, you fucked up twice, it's like, okay, you now you're getting punished, right? Because mistakes happen. But right now, because, like, based on the story you're telling me, like, kids are all the same, bro. Like, sometimes I try to, like, put myself in the best light possible when I'm dealing with my siblings. My mom's like, you used to do the same shit. Don't even get mad at them.
Bro, I'm telling you, like, I grew up and I'd be like, I don't used to do shit like this.
Yeah.
Why are children so irresponsible? Like, I just be like, why are they so dumb? Like, period. Like, why are they just dumb? My mom was like,
you were like that.
What she also remind me is when we were younger, we used to call you a one-man army. And I was like, why? Like, she's like, that's because, like, only you can bring down a whole house all by yourself. Like, could not be stopped. Like, if you leave me by myself, my food will be in the roof, my head will be hanging on the floor. Like, I'd look for 1,000 ways to kill myself every time and destroy property. Like, I was a walking wreck. So, like, when I grow up and I become a little more, like, you know, like, composed and understand, and I see things, I'm just like, why? Why this is happening the way they are?
Yeah, I think the more we grow, the more we start using our brain.
The pointing fingers too.
Yeah.
Exactly.
We started actually using our mind. We're like, that was kind of dumb.
I know.
You know what I'm saying? But I did it. Like, now that I look back to it, like, climbing a tree, you know, what I'm telling you, it was a huge tree. You know, like, people say they're scared of heights. Like, it was one of those trees, like, if you don't really like heights, you'll climb it and you'll shit yourself. I used to go all the way to the top, like, where the trunk is, like, very, very thin. Like, you stand on it, it's it's bending. Oh my And the wind used to come and I just hold on. It was fun for me. Jesus. You know what I'm saying? When I tell guys I want to go skydiving, it was like, that's the type of shit I like. Right? But when I look back to it, I'm like, damn, that was so dangerous. Just one slip up. If I fell for that, it's automatic death. Like, what I'm telling you, I'll die. One time my parents, they bought, you know, those big rocks back home, like you cut them in pieces when you're building houses? Mm. They put it at the bottom of the tree, bro. I was still climbing. My uncle used to cut, bro. He'd make me knee. Like, the level of punishment became very creative because my parents, they really, really wanted me to, like, stop it. The more what I learned is that the more you punish me, the less likely I'm even gonna listen.
I swear you're a masochist. I swear.
The way you speak, little sister is exactly like that, bro. And this kid, man. Oh, I usually tell myself I'll go the whole day without yelling. I have not succeeded once, even today, bro. She had like, you know, those bicycle helmets. She was like standing on it while watching TV. We keep telling her, yo, don't go close to the TV. It's a big ass TV. Like, why are you like two centimeters away from the TV? You can't even see like what's happening on the both sides. And then she was standing on it on the edge and then like spinning her legs back and forth. I saw her hair get cracked and I was like, yo, get off. And then she looks at me, no. I'm like, get off. And she's like, no.
What are you going to do?
And I'm like, I don't want to say it again. Get off. And she's like, it's mine. And I'm like, I swear to God, if you don't get out of that, bro, we're fighting. We're going to fight. She didn't get it. I had to yell my voice. I had to raise my voice, man. And I'm like,
fuck. I did it. That's how I feel too.
And like, it's a very challenge. I personally enjoy it because I'm learning a lot of things. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I have my own kids, man, I'm ready for it.
You think so? You know what
I'm saying? I'm definitely ready for
it. Bro, I swear, but no one's ready for it. No one's ready for kids, bro.
No, I am. Because like, basically, like, I've been with my siblings since they were like tiny. And I was old enough to like, you know, understand. The only time I didn't have to deal with them was at night. That was my parents' business. You know what I'm saying? They take turns. I'm sleeping. You know what I'm saying? By any other thing, like, you got to change diapers, you know, take care of the kids. It's cool. You know, I think the sometimes, like, people not getting ready for kids is, like, they don't know, I guess, what kind of value they're going to, like, impose on the kids. You know, they don't know the dynamic. You know what I'm saying? When to yell at somebody, when not to. My siblings are teaching me all that shit. So, like, for me, I'll be ready. But at the same time, because I'm dealing with them, I will not rush to have a kid. Mm. I'm gonna take my time with it, bro. I'm gonna take my time with it. See, like, I do want kids, but it's not like I'm not gonna jump into it.
One unfortunate mistake. Behind a different story.
If it happens, it happens. You know, like, honestly, like, it is what it is. But you know, I stay careful.
Remember that video I sent to you? The one I sent on Instagram about the one that the guy that was asking, like, was telling the manager of the business about, like, someone was out here getting soliciting sex for, like, a cheeseburger or some shit like that. And then next thing, he ordered a cheeseburger, like, you know, like the intuition. Mm-hmm. I had one question from that. It was a funny joke. But my only question was, like, would you rather get, a blowjob or... Or would you rather have sex from like a homeless person? Like, if you saw someone walking around on the street now, like, just like, you're going on the street.
And if person, you have
sex, and the person was like, for a Tim Hortons coffee or whatever, like, or cheeseburger or whatever, like, which one do you feel is more like?
Well, first of all,
is more safe.
Okay, first of all, before I answer this question, I just want to say one thing. You know, I am not sex.
I'm abstinent.
Yeah.
I'm abstinent.
No. It's not even that. I'm not. I cannot be manipulated by sex. I refuse. Like, if somebody try to manipulate me by sex, like, I'll shoot myself before I even go down that. Like, you can see it. You know what I'm saying? If a shorty comes to me like, yo, I need food, I'll have sex or I'll give you a blowjob because I feel like
and leave.
You know what I'm saying?
Give the person food and leave.
Just give them food and leave. It doesn't even matter. Like, you can take it to a higher degree. Like, I'll give you, like, I don't know, 1,000 or whatever. Just for, like, for me, it's like, it's already, for me, just by that, it's like a big red flag. You know what I'm saying? I'm already like, hey, I might catch something. You know what I'm saying? That's where my head go, like, deadass. Like, I don't think, I think I'm very, like, sexually disciplined to a point where, like, I wouldn't really be manipulated by that. Now, if I have to choose, do I have to choose?
You do have to choose. Like, if one or the other.
If I had to choose, like, now, this is a kiss-by-kiss type of thing. You got to look at the person, like, what kind of vibe you're getting off from her? Is it somebody that...
Let me see. The person's got, like, mangled teeth, like... Like, you can see, like, the... Like,
but,
the
like, how long is this going to last? Is it until you bust? If it's until you bust, I might assist myself before I go, so I can be like... you know what I mean?
It's your choice. It's your choice. How long do you want it to be? Like, what? It's gonna be at least like 5-10 minutes max, or minimum 5-10 minutes. Bro, the amount of shit you can catch in 5 minutes.
It's like regular it's sex, like listen, even from regular, even through like oral sex too. It's the same oral shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Damn, it's a difficult question to be honest. Bro. Like, it's simple but yet difficult. I'm trying to think the safest way.
See, I'm sort of a person that.
Like, even if you get head, you can still wear protection. What they're doing there?
I don't know, bro.
Like, it's your rules. I'm just asking. Oh, you're asking me. Because if I can wear protect, but then again, the teeth. Like, are they experienced? Like, because if they're not really experienced, you hear too much teases. So
once they cut you, you know you definitely got AIDS or some shit. Like, you gotta go. Yeah. You have to go see your doctor. That's for sure. Afterwards, so like you're gonna have to like definitely go see your family doctor after either one. I'd say, even if you had to choose one, I'm already health conscious to an extent when it comes to things like that. That's why, I'm like, bro, and I don't be going to parties and like doing random shit. Like, like you gotta be careful. Like. I know, like, probably things like that, like, have a low chance of happening, but I'm just scared. Like, even just seeing a regular person, like, bro, you don't know the person's medical history. You don't know the person's history, of, like, in general. Mm-hmm. So, like, you don't know what people be doing on their free time. Like, you can't trust them. Like, I trust myself to be safe and, like, you know, careful on my own free time. Like, I don't know if other people are as careful as I am. So, like, it doesn't matter which one. I'd have a rough time picking either. I'd rather like.
But lucky that this also kind of depends. I don't know like where I heard this, but it could be in a book. But somebody was just saying like, there's people that like you and me, because I'm like that too, that are scared of that, and then they'll have sex with one person and catch something. Mm. And there's people that like they don't care. Like a lot of many of my friends, they be clapping cheeks left and right, but they haven't catch anything yet. So it's like. But I think the more you get to know the person, the more like you can read them better. You know what I'm saying? There's good liars out here too, you know? So like, even to a point of like, if somebody like, for example, give you like, you know, those, like what was it, AIDS and all, STDs. HIV and all that.
HIV is extreme. Just STD,
I'm just, bruv, I know people that have it.
That is fucked. I read a Reddit once about this guy that found out. Like, I think he.
I don't know them personally, guys. I know of them. I just got clarified. I like, I don't want people to be like, but like, I kind of know the. I kind of know of them, right? Because I've heard stories. You know, I just be keeping my mouth shut. But I hear things, and like just hearing how they are approaching dating. Some of them are not honest with it. So like, when I hear stuff like that, I'm even more scared. You know, so like I'm not comfortable doing like those one night stand. I've been in so many positions where like I could have happened, but I always like walk out. You know what I'm saying? Like I can't bring myself to do it.
I gotta inspect their teeth. Like I gotta open their mouth and check. Like I gotta check for sores. I gotta make sure I know their dental history. Bro, we gotta go through a lot.
That's next level, bro.
Homeless or not?
That's next level for
homeless
you, man.
Or not? I gotta make last time you saw your dentist.
But what would you choose, man? Like, I haven't heard your answer.
Honestly.
Because for me, I think I'll just settle with the head, to be honest. Like
no, for me, head is more dangerous, personally. Because you can't have protection at all. Like
who said you can't? I mean, you could. Like, yo, bring five of them.
I'd fuck someone sucking your dick with a condom on.
Why wouldn't they do it? I mean, I'm like, bro, if you're that desperate, nigga, I got to push on. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn. Right?
I just feel like it's a lot more
No, I just feel like when it comes to, like, sex, safer. It's a lot more intimate. And, it is. You know, it also depends, like, if it's a homeless person, you're, like, outside, right? So it's like. I mean, you're already pulling your dick out for the hat too. So I don't even know
where I was going. You're pulling your dick out in public already. You fucked up somewhere. Like, so something was definitely wrong. Yeah. Maybe you're having a bad day or something.
So you will go for the.
I think sex is more is safer. I personally think because you can have protection.
Like, I think
honestly, it doesn't matter the word. I'd rather die than both of them. That's my best.
That's what I would definitely do.
I'd rather die than either of them. But if I had to choose one,
but like if you have a gun like held up to you, exactly. Like you got to make a choice. That's it, bruv. It's a sticky one, man. But the Bible says you gotta stay true to yourself. So like, as soon as you make a choice, you're down that path.
Hey, that's a little fucked up. Bro, I have one thing to say. Mm-hmm. Okay, I have a lot of things to say, but
let's just go for the one
I have to say right now. I was looking at Instagram and I saw this this judge was ruling over a case. Between this woman and I don't know, I think it might be in the neighbor or something, but they took her to court because the dog or the other person's dog tried to sleep with their cat.
I think he did.
Right?
I think the dog did.
Oh, he didn't try?
The dog did. He succeeded. He was successful. They landed, bro. Successful.
because what the fuck he said next fucking baffled me. Have you ever heard of a cat? Is it a cat? Yeah, have you ever heard of a cat that has depression and anxiety? Aren't they the one that's supposed to alleviate our own depression and anxiety?
Bro, the judge, the question was beautiful. The judge was like, how do you know? Did you talk to the cat?
Like, how the fuck do you say your dog is on bed, your cat is on bed?
There's one thing if it's like the cat can't walk no more, like, I get exactly. It, you know what I'm saying? But
I guess they can be sad too. But like, would you call that depression because the cat was a little traumatized? Like, I mean, having a different species try to fuck you is sounds wrong. Like, period.
You see, the way I look at it, I understand how people get attached to things. Like, when it comes to animals, it's like family. But in my head, I'm like, bro, we're just humans. Those are animals. I mean, we consider animals too, whatever. Mm. But, like, we got brains. We can think. We got our own moral. It doesn't apply to them. You know what I'm saying? It's like, bro, you go in the jungle like a freaking lion might want to clap.
Yeah.
You know, another animal, bro. Yeah. It happens. You know what I'm saying? When it comes to a dog and a cat, like going to court, that's just extreme.
If a lion tried to clap a zebra in the wild, are we going to take the zebra as exhibit A and take pictures and try to sue the lion? And like,
yeah, it's a two animal. What? Did the cat try to fight back?
The owner of the dog was just died of laughter. She tried to keep a straight face. She's like, I'm sorry.
Bro,
I'm sorry. My dog.
No, like in my head, I'm like, they might have been a little concerned because you see, I have seen like when I was young, like I've seen like our cat because we used to have a cat, and then fight our neighbors, bro. Cats, they're scary.
They want through heads,
bro. When they're fighting, like I don't know what they do. They increase their size. You know what I'm saying? And they're like, bro. That dog was like three times or even five times the size of that cat. And then they do something and then their fur just like stands up and they start spitting and their nails just comes out. And like, bro, that fight, man, the cats are so freaking agile too. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I'm not trying to picture it, but like, I'm like, I don't know. You got to look at the dog. So I don't know. Like just taking them to court, like that's just like next level.
Like, I feel it is. What is the person going to do? Do you know what they asked for? An apology.
Imagine you taking me to court and you're like, I'm here because I want them to apologize.
Is that deep?
That's just fucked up. You know, it's one of those cases like people feel like they deserve something just because something happened. Mm. It's like, bruv, okay, I fucked up.
Shouldn't
I
might have done it wrong, the cats?
But like, yeah, it's like...
Oh, I mean, I just couldn't get over the fact that they fucking put the cat on anxiety and depression meds, bro.
No, that's killed me. That dog was like, I don't know, it's just animal, man. Like, it's bro, like the strongest survivor at this point.
You,
it's like,
there's, you think the dog is sorry? Put the dog beside the cat again.
She should be telling the dog to go apologize to the cat. Why are they bringing the owner into this shit? Right? The owner wasn't there.
Even the the owner was there, what was the owner gonna do?
You don't wanna get involved, the dog will kill you, bro.
You cop to you next.
No, that's just crazy, man. That dog just raped the cat, man. That is sad.
That was fucking hilarious.
I do feel bad for the cat. I do feel bad for the cat.
Yes, we do.
I do not feel bad for the owner. That's just next level shit.
Condolences. I think it just affected the owner, you know.
My condolences to the cats.
Yeah, I think
The owner did too.
The
owners
just felt the pain of the cat.
If I see them on the street crying, like, sure, I'll feel bad. But
maybe
like,
the owners, the owners are the ones that actually need the anxiety and depression meds. They might be going through it.
No, it depends. Maybe the stuff I've seen, man. No, because back home, there's this disease that used to happen to cats. I don't know if you know it, but like, you feel like their intestine will like.
Never had cats before.
Well, anyways, their intestine will like. Kind of come out like out of their gut. You're seeing like a whole red thing. They're kind of pulling it. I don't know what it's called. So if the dog had sex with the cat, that's how I'm picturing the cat will look after. And I really feel bad for the cat. If that's how the cat looked after, I get the owner's, you know.
Are you trying to say that the dog busted the cat's ass? Like wide open.
Bro, and then the intestine came out. I'm just trying to see how they'll get to a point to take somebody to court. I feel like that's what happened, right? But the thing is, an apology is not gonna resolve the issue. So I don't.
Shouldn't the person be taking your cat to the vet?
I will understand if she said that. You know, it's like, hey, I need money for the vet.
Exactly.
So this is why I'm here. But Shorty said, I want her to apologize. A heartfelt apology, bro. The reaction from the other person killed me, bro. She's like, I'm sorry. And then started laughing.
Bro, that's honest to God, that is 100% what I do. Like, I must start laughing immediately because I wanted to hurt. Nah. So, like,
I will laugh and then say sorry after, bro.
And then I just die laughing.
No, I'm a little too petty, in my opinion. I will definitely laugh to her face and then say sorry. That is tough.
It is.
But that was a funny video for sure.
No, bro, that funny video killed me. Another one I actually had.
This guy got more. Bring it. Bro, let's see. Let's hear it.
I've been on social media quite a bit. Clearly. bro, this one is a little more. I need to understand this.
Okay.
Someone said they're trans-abled. No, let me help you explain what that means. So.
Da, da, da.
This person decided that...
I'm hearing Bestin going like, oh, Miracle.
I know, Bestin's always watching
Bestin,
out for
this
me.
One's for you, bro.
Bestin's always watching out for me trying to cross the waters. I'm always going into territories that should not be explored yet.
Let's have it. We did say we're going on a voyage today, so hey, we took off, man.
Yeah,
we've
gone. Sail along with Captain Mirror.
We don't see the island anymore.
We really left Bestin behind. Let's go on. So this person, God created them a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, no, God, you created me disabled. So what should I do? Two cases. Well, the first one, she poured bleach in her eyes so that she can be permanently blind. And then she said, I did it on purpose, but I did not feel like I had a choice. So I want to understand the difference between doing something on purpose and then saying you did not have a choice. You know, I feel like when you do something on purpose, so if I decide today now that I'm feeling risky, you know, and I want to give you $50 when I know I have a court case tomorrow or whenever to deal with, you know, and then I give it to you and then I said, I feel like I did not have a choice, but I purposely gave you, I'm like, Paul, you know what, bro, take this $50, you know, go have fun, do whatever you want with this money. Like, I don't care. Keep it. It's yours. And then someone asked me, why are you broke? And then I say, oh, I didn't have a choice. I had to give him the $50, you know, because I felt like I was created to give you that $50.
Mm.
How does that make you feel? Like, I understand
you're
the difference.
You're a very generous person.
I'm a very like, why did the person just surgically remove their eyes? You know, surgically remove it. Give it to someone that actually, people need eyes, right? People need organs and shit. You know, if you feel like you don't deserve something, give it away to someone that needs it. Mm-hmm.
You know what the Bible said?
What did the Bible say?
Yeah, this makes me think about the Bible.
The Bible says, let me tell you the second one. So she poured bleach in her eyes and said she felt like she didn't do it on purpose. Mm-hmm. She felt like she didn't have a choice, mm-hmm. even though she did it on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second one, he arranged for many accidents, different accidents to happen to him so that he can have his legs amputated, so he can lose his legs, so he can be, you know, disabled. You know,
Bro, all she has to do is come to Winnipeg and stay outside all night.
Frostbite. You lose your hands and legs. Like, I feel like this is a scorn. This is definitely like, this is just making fun of people who are actually going through this. Like, because there's no chance that you walk up to someone. Yeah, a lot of them have learned to adapt, you know, to their disability. A lot of them have learned to adapt and, you know, see the good in it.
Yeah.
But they know what they live with. They know the choices that they have to make. They know the limits to what they can do because of how they are or because of what circumstances, you know, they're surrounded by, because of how things planned out for them.
Yeah.
So, and you tell someone like that tomorrow that, hey, I want to go blind so I can be like you. You're my hero, you know?
You see that? So that's a very interesting case here. One thing I was gonna say about the Bible.
Please.
I don't know exactly where in the Bible is, man. I just know the Bible. I'm not good at like saying, hey, Luke 13 verse 5 or something like that. I'm not that good. But the Bible God did say, if your eyes lead you to sin, cut those out. Take them out. It's better to reach heavens without sight than to go to hell with sight. Hey, she might have seen something. She might have seen something. You know what I'm saying? And she's like, hey, let me do that.
I gotta take it off. I want to go to heaven.
Her legs walks her to sin. I'm preaching today, amen.
Hey, man, Pastor Paul.
You gotta cut them. It's better to go to heaven with that legs than to walk in the pit fire of hell.
Oh my God.
With both your legs that led you to sin.
So was that the choice that you did not have?
I don't know. You know, I don't know her mental, her mindset. You know, right. But
I feel like that's just a usually, mental issue.
Listen, usually when you, I might get canceled for this, but
it's all right.
Usually, this guy said it's all right, bro. You see, we're very fortunate to live in the time that we live in. I just think people have too much freedom. You know, like, people have too much freedom, but not a lot of people, like, take the responsibility. Like, I feel like if you have freedom, you also have responsibility you need to maintain. Like, back in the old days, it wasn't like, I feel this way, this is how it is. It's like, yo, you feel this way, but it's supposed to be like this. It doesn't matter how you feel, this is how things are supposed to be done, right? Nowadays, like, oh, I feel this way, it's like this. And now I want everybody to start feeling the way I feel because I feel this way. You know what I'm saying? That's just how the society we live in right now. Is it good? Is it bad? I don't know. That's up to you to decide that for yourself. Because I don't want no beef with nobody right now.
But the one thing I'm going to say is bad.
What is it?
Is the fact that someone pours bleach in their eyes and say that they're disabled. Bro, that person does not deserve any privileges that comes with being disabled. Like, if they give any money, anything that they give for being disabled, like money, extra money or extra assistance or parking or just, you know, disabled parking. Like, they get none of that. Since they chose it, they'll choose to drive their car without their eyes.
And then they'll go kill people.
And they'll drive without their legs. You know, when they find out that they can't do the simple, basic things of life, common sense might start to click, is what I'm saying.
You'll get them to, like, you know, get blindfolded for a couple of days and start living life like that before? Is that what you're saying?
You wish you could do that. She's already blind, bro. Yeah. It's too late now.
If you had the person here, what would you say to them? What would you ask them?
Like, if I had them blind, you know, here in front of me.
Yeah, if you had the person
I'd ask them, like, have they seen a psychiatrist lately? Like, have they gone to see someone for, like, a mental issue? Like, are they going through something? Because sometimes when we go through things, you know, in the heat of the moment when we're making decisions, sometimes it's really tough. And, you know, one of those things, even in the Bible says that, like, when you're angry, don't be hasty to make decisions. You know, when you're in a certain mood, when you're so down, don't make decisions like that. Because usually, you make decisions in the heat of the moment. You want to do this. You want to change this in the heat of the moment. And then you forget that, you know, when everything actually settles down and calms down, like, what is left behind? What is the sediments left behind when everything has evaporated? When all that smoke and everything is gone, what is the actual substance left behind? Because, you know, after you decide to cut your legs or go blind and you find out that you can't walk to your bathroom anymore, you find out you can't walk up the stairs anymore like you used to. You know, before you just be able to hop two stairs, you climbed up. Now you have to get someone to walk with you. You have to get someone to help you, or you have to struggle to do this. Because all you need to do is look at the people that are actually going through those. You know, if you want to get an idea of how, you know, how he's going to feel, All you need to do is study, you know, or go work in the health factor, work in the health sector of the economy. You see people that are actually going through that, you know. You can see a blind person in homes and stuff, you know, ask them how they go through life.
You know, to me, I just, I honestly just want to understand, like, what would lead her to that, you know, like, decision, you know, like, you know how you're saying all the example you're giving, you need someone to, like, support you? Mm-hmm. Maybe growing up, she didn't have that kind of love support. I'm just throwing this in the dark. And then she feels like, oh, if I'm disabled, they get that. I want that. So I'm willing to go this far to get
attention.
What I didn't. Yeah, people, bruv.
Jesus Christ.
People will do a lot to get something that they don't have. You know what I'm saying? If it's something that you desperately need, you never had it before, you will do that. You know? Like, I was even thinking the other day, right? You know, I don't know, maybe just my family, but we're not that type of person to, like, you know, emotionally tell, oh, I love you type of thing. Like, my parents, they do it through action, right? Mm-hmm. Now, a girl said something to me the other day, and I was like, damn, that is different, man. I'm not used to, you know, feeling this way. And I was like, yeah, she just said some simple thing that I haven't heard in the past, and I was like, ooh. I think I like her now.
Let's get married. No,
it was just that. Hey, but when I took a step back, I was no, but when I took a step back, I was like, oh shit, I didn't know I needed to hear what she said. I'm not gonna say what she said, but like, I didn't know I needed to hear that, right? But if you're conscious of it and something that you desperately want, right, bruv, look at a lot of girls nowadays, man. They're willing to, like, get implant, do a lot of things for attention. If they don't get the attention they want, they will lose. A lot of girls will say, I don't do this shit for attention, blah, 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 blah. Listen, we know
I
the
do
truth.
It to be me.
Yes.
Hey, be you.
Listen,
it's all
right. We like, they gotta be honest with themselves. We know the truth, right? I have never seen a girl that will put, like, her best outfits, go to the club, and all the guys ignore her and walk out that club all happy. Even her friend tell you, oh, you look like a queen.
Exactly.
There's no way.
That's a fact.
Like, Bro,
even
they walk out of there, they think there's something wrong with them.
Bro, even me, like, I take pictures, like, on my Snap and post it on my story.
You and think then the opposite sex that like, you're actually you think, interested
you,
in
you,
is...
You think I do it because I do it because I know I chose my outfit I like how I look. No offense. But, like, I do that and I know there's going to be a certain amount of attention that comes from doing those things. You know, people are ridiculous for the things with the likes they can
do. The way I look at it, people are willing to do the most to get their something that they don't have, you know? Like, just people that want to get money, people will do a lot. Look at the way people are making money nowadays, man. People are selling themselves online, doing whatever and whatever to get money, because some people don't have money. You know what I'm saying? So it's not just physical thing. There's emotional thing that people may not get that could lead. I'm just trying to rationalize why she would do that, because it kind of doesn't make sense to me. You know what I'm saying? You don't just wake up tomorrow and it's like, I don't want to go blind, right? To me, well, the way I'm looking at it is, oh, she saw somebody was blind, how probably had somebody, like, walking with her. I never had that. I mean, I don't know her circumstance. I'm just guessing. I don't know her background. I could be entirely wrong, which is possible.
Bro.
But...
To me, it sounds like you're justifying this person. Like,
it's not justifying. I'm just trying to. I'm trying to understand.
Know, but I'm just saying that you're saying like, I want to understand where this person is coming from.
I'm trying to put myself in their shoes,
bro.
But I understand.
In shoes.
I understand.
In your fucking eyes,
bruv. Like, you're not getting what I'm saying. If people are not getting what they want, a lot of people are willing to do the most to get what they're not getting.
So
some people, like, some
does
people
that, does that mean are willing to commit, like, suicide just to get attention after they're dead?
Some people do. Some people do. You know, it's the sad reality of it. You know what I'm saying?
I remember when I was younger.
But a lot of times, like, at this point, like, that's a whole extreme. Like, once you're dead, you're not gonna know if you got it. You know, there's plenty of reason why people commit suicide.
Man, Kobe,
right?
No offense, but bless his soul, but Kobe wasn't feeling himself now in heaven or wherever he is. Because, like, you know, the amount of attention this man has been idolized and has now become immortalized in the world. Not just sports. Now he's become bigger than just sports for how he lived his life and the Mamba mentality or whatever he represented in his time. He's just become, like, it's ridiculous. The stories, like, I used to watch, like, funny videos where people would do, like stupid shit. They'll be like, I was playing against Kobe in this game, this basketball game, and my team was up by 12, at the beginning of the third quarter. At the beginning of the third quarter, my team was up by 14, and I was like,
I was guarding Kobe.
Exactly. I was like, Kobe was like, you had a nice game or something like that. And then went on to drop 60. And then when I got home, Kobe was fucking my wife. And then he told her he got there 60 minutes before. Some shit like that. You know, like, it was always some shit like that. And it was funny, but it just shows like how much he's been like idolized, I'd say. I remember just talking about attention. When I was younger, I was in a boarding house. And like, I remember one day when I just like sit down, my parents didn't come visit me that day, and I wanted attention, I think. Mm-hmm. I was quite younger. I think I was 9 or 10 at that point, very young. And so I just sat on my bed, and I just started crying. And I usually don't cry, you know. I just started crying. Bro, people just flooded to my bunk bed, just wondering what was going on. I mean, I just sat down there, and I'd not say anything to anyone. I'd just be crying. Mm-hmm. That was enough for me. That was enough attention for me. I just feel like there's now extremes that people are taking it nowadays, which is ridiculous.
No, if somebody's deprived of something for a long time, they do a lot. There's this book I was reading. I forgot the title, but in the book, what it was talking about, just it was saying that us as human, we're really driven by like two major desire. One is sex, because you know how everybody be with sex, and the other one is the how do I phrase this? As desire or the feeling to feel important. A lot of people will work hard, get degrees because they want to feel important. They want to feel appreciated. You got doctors. You know, last time we were here, we're talking about like some doctors, like you don't call them by the doctor name. They get pissed off. It's like you're not making them feel important at that point. You have athlete, world star athlete, man. They do some crazy mode. Everybody's talking about them. They feel important. Everybody to a certain level, they're driven by that desire. Now, if you come to like regular people like you and me, hey, I'm not feeling like I'm being loved, you know, I'm not feeling important at that point, I want to feel important, people will do, if you're desperate enough, you'll do a lot. You'll do a lot, you know what I'm saying? Like you just said, you go in your room and cry about it. Like I've observed my little sister, right? If I have two little sisters, if I do something to somebody else, like I give her a high five when one of them has done doing something, I don't give a high five to the other one starts crying. And I'm like, why are you crying? You didn't finish what you were doing. Finish it and I'll give you a high five. No, I want the high five now. And it's like just simple things like that. You know what I'm saying? So it's interesting, man. People are very interesting, you know. And if you deprive somebody for something, I repeated this too much, and I believe like people will do a lot.
Any extreme.
Will do a lot. You know what I'm saying? Like I saw a video of a girl who got like her a booty transplant, and they're freaking like they're squeezing blood out of her triceps so she can like I guess lose weight and type of thing like that. And I'm like, people are doing a lot. Now what would she be doing if she's not being feeling love? Because I have like somebody, I was never really fat my whole life, you know, but I gained a lot of weight lately. But I'm not gonna lie, bro, I've been doing good when it comes to like, you know, I'm not feeling insecure about it, but I've been watching because I wanted to lose weight. I've been researching and I've been listening to people that used to be fat most of their life and just talking about
their experience. You're not fat
too. I'm not fat, but like I'm researching how to lose weight. So I'm, you know, I got to look at people that, hey, they're fat, they lost weight, how they do it. You know, I like to have a lot of data. So I listen to a lot of different people and try to see what they all have in comments before, you know, I implement that.
Yeah.
And then so once you hear their story, a lot of them will say, I used to be, you know, like the fat guy in the group. I was always the center of jokes, you know, not so filled jokes. And like, those people didn't really feel important. And most of them, they'll start losing weight, not because they want to be healthy, because, hey, I want to get compliments, you know. Guys, I want to have a girl. You know, no girls looking my way, I'm going to lose weight. So, hey, so if you pull up and somebody tell the next day you need to do this and this and you're going to look six pack and all that, you're telling me there's not a lot of people that are willing to line up, telling them there's a pill they can drink, there's a high chance you might kill them. You about to tell me they're not people that are desperate enough to like take that?
They are.
So once you start thinking about it, it's like, yeah, she blinded her eyes, but like what's the reason behind why she did it? You know, I don't know why she did it, but I'm not trying to justify what she did either. I just want to understand. But I think there's something she might have wanted that she wasn't getting.
That's quite fucked up. But like, isn't there a place for like self control? Like, yeah, you might.
You know, self control requires discipline. There's people that don't have discipline. You know?
That's a fact. Because I was talking with a few of my friends, and they were, and one of them, like, I mean, it was on the podcast, actually. Mm-hmm. One of them said, I listened to it, and someone said I was hardworking. And I was like, no, not really. Like, because I don't see myself as someone that works hard.
Someone say you?
Yeah. Oh. I'm like, I look around me. I don't only look around me. I guess I'm looking and I see, like, there's a lot more to be done. Every time I see even the smallest achievements, I always look and I say, there's a lot more that's got to be done. Yeah. There's a lot more to be done. So, like, I don't always have time to look around me and be like, you know, revel and say, oh, yeah, I work hard. I try. I still feel like I'm the laziest person I know. And if you ask me tomorrow, I'll say I'm the laziest person I know. When that person said that to me, you know, it got me to think a little bit. I'm like, okay, I do know, like, I don't think of it as I'm a hard worker. I think of it as I'm mentally strong, I'd say, to an extent. Like, I may complain all the way, which I always do. But, like, I mentally know that if something has got to be done, it's got to be done somehow. Mm-hmm. Like, it's got to be figured out. Someone has to, like, if I have to do something, it's got to be finished somehow. And I guess that is my own form of hard working. Because that really, like, got me to actually think. So when you just mentioned, like, you know, self-discipline and stuff, yeah. I would not say I'm the most disciplined, but somehow I figure out how to do it.
No, but one thing I can say about that is the standard that someone from outside is looking at us is not the same standard as we're seeing ourselves, right? I have one of my friend. He's been here on the podcast, Jaspi. Shout out to Jaspi. I tell this guy every time, he's an inspiration to me because of how hard he works when it comes to his music. And sometimes that, Paul, this is not true. I have days where I, like, spend the whole day, like, watching, Benji watching. I don't see those. I don't see those days for him, right? So, like, I see him working. Every time I'm around, he's working. But, like any normal person will have days or slow days that we are the only people that see it, right? You can have a productive day, like, when you go to practice, maybe between, I don't know, 2 p.m. to 6 p.m., you're very productive. But any hours before that, you're probably just at home drinking or just, you know, just doing something. You're seeing it. The other person is not seeing it. They're seeing you. I'm not going to say necessarily at your best, but on your best light. So the standard that they're seeing you at is not the same standard as your value. And that's usually... Sometimes when I get compliments, I'm like, should I take this or should I refuse it? Because
I don't see. I notice people, I'm really bad at that. I'm bad at taking compliments.
Now, when people tell me I'm patient, I'm like, who are you talking about?
But you just try to throw hands with my family members at home, like last week.
Like, dead ass. But when I'm in public, it's not that I'm patient. I'm very logical. You know, it's like if I'm coming to pick you up, for example, this is one of the things that I'm definitely not patient about. And even in public, I cannot flip the switch. If I make plans with you and I say I'm gonna pick you up at a certain time, and I come at the exact same time and you're not ready, I'll play like two or three songs. If those songs are done, I'm driving off. I'm going home. I don't like waiting. That shit just drives me crazy because you knew we were going to do this. I'm like, yo, you promise you're gonna be ready? Because I'll be like, you gotta be ready at that time. You know what I'm saying? Just me sitting in the car. I used to drive a car that didn't have AC, right? So when the car ain't moving, you feel like you're burning.
Plus 30.
Yeah. So I'm like, nah, I don't have time for this shit. Right. But like, if I call you out of the blue, I'm like, yo, man, cause I'm spontaneous. Yo, we're doing this right now. Da 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 da. Get ready. And I come, you're not ready. And I have to wait 20, 15 minutes. I'm willing to do that. I can be patient like that. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of time, like in public, if you're doing something that I feel like is going to irritate me, I'm not really going to entertain that. So I'm either going to shut it down or walk away from it if you're going to continue to do it. But at home, the other hand, I can't just walk away from a lot of things. You know, I got to face it. This is my family. I got to see them every day. So, like, they get to see, like, my
true self.
Not patient
They get to see your true self.
Yeah, because in real life, you can cut people off, bro. You know what I'm saying? You meet someone, you're talking, you value down the line, they're disrespectful, whatever. It's not up to me to kind of put up with them.
Yeah.
I'm just, go your way, I go my way.
There are different kind of logics. Look at that. You know, you can look at the logic, like, the pros and cons, like, you know, what value does this person bring? So, like, you know, you might want to throw hands in that particular situation, but you also look at the fact that, okay, maybe this person might be useful to me down the line, you know? So it's something I may not want to hash out now. Like, I might just procrastinate, you know, the throwing hands for now to a little bit later. Or you look at the pros and cons, like, if you throw hands now, how does that make me look in general? Like, does that make me look like an adult that I am? Does that make me look like a child, like a street dog, just throwing hands in the streets because I can? Like, just because I feel like I go to the gym once a week, I feel like I'm ready to throw hands now. Like, you know, those kind of things. Or just because I'm wearing a white beater, just I feel like I can beat someone up.
You know, just because we're jumping from subject to subject, you just said something that kind of like brought a question in my head.
That's how my head is. Now you're understanding how my mind feels.
Like, hey, that's how the podcast is today.
100 questions are branching out every second.
I have to ask, do you think somebody, do you value your reputation? Or is this, that's one of those things like, oh, I don't care like what people think of me type of thing?
Bro, as much as people say this, I was talking with someone very close to me a couple weeks ago. And I asked the person, a candid question. I just asked the person like, are you a people pleaser? That was the question I asked. Mm-hmm. And the person was very honest with me. The person didn't think about it more than once. This person said yes, right away. Like, and the first thing that came to my mind is, if that person asked me that question, the first thing I would say is, no, I don't care what people think of me. Like, I don't care. But then the second thing that's going to come to my mind is, why do I do what I do? What is the motivation behind all the things I do?
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, people might, I might look at it and say, do I care about my reputation? No, I don't care about my reputation. But I know that there are people looking up to me. I know there are people that look at me and they see the actions and reactions I make outside in public.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I may not care about my reputation, but really, there's no one that doesn't care about it. The only people that don't care about their reputations are, I'll say, homeless people or people that are dead.
Nothing homeless. I don't know why people are usually to put like, okay, this is not shit.
Maybe I'm using the wrong word. Maybe like, I'll say people that are like begging on the street. At that point, they are like, they're lowest, right? At this point, it's only up for them. So I guess they still have
how they interact with people, I guess, on their same, economical
living. Level.
Mm. Yeah. But like, for my thoughts, I think people should care about their reputation, but this is where a different reputation, what people think of you.
Mm.
Like, I can come out right now, you know, we're going to talk and you're going to have ideas of what you think of what kind of person I am. You know, those are your thoughts. But when it comes to reputation, it's like how many people you meet that have the same thought of you. Now, that's what I see as reputation. You know, I could come here and not talk. You know what I'm saying? Like, you think I'm a quiet person. I could go somewhere else where, like, I'm very talkative. That person thinks I'm a very talkative person. Y'all thinking different things. Those are just your opinions. Based on like what you think, right? But like, I think people, when it comes to reputation, people have those certain characteristic or quality that everybody that they meet will see in them. And I think people should care about those, you know, because when you're dealing with people, you know what I'm saying? For example, if you want to date someone and you have a bad reputation, it's already red flag for that potential person you want to date. You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes I'll be talking to girls and guys will be like, yo, this and this and this and this. Even as much as people are like, job. I don't want to judge people until I see them. It's like the approach that you have now is kind of guarded and you're not open to like all possibilities just because of how tainted the image is already for you in their mind, even if you didn't want it that way, right?
That's why you couldn't date in high school, eh?
There's that. There's that too. But so I think people should care about reputation. I think when the point where people should not really care too much about like what people think is that if you have a goal that you really want to accomplish, like, who cares what other people think? Jump in and do it, right? But like, if there's a way that you perceive yourself, which is your reputation, you got to ask yourself, am I okay with people seeing me this way?
Mm.
If you're not okay with it, you have to change, right? Like, one of the reputation that black people have, and I think it's a fucked up reputation to have, we're always late at events.
Mm.
You know, I think that's very stupid. Like, when you have, for example, you have a job interview, you want to do something big, you're black, you already, that's reputation's already tied up to you.
Black people time.
He's not going to be. That yeah, you showed up, you're not going to, even if you show up like a 30 second late, you know what I'm saying? It doesn't hold the same weight as somebody, like a white person, for example, doing the same interview, you know what I'm saying? Because you already have, he's black. Is going to come late and stuff like that. That could reduce your chance of getting the job, you know? So I think reputation is important. People should think about it and should care about it. But before they start caring about it, they should be like, want to know what kind of reputation that they have.
Mm.
And ask themselves, am I okay with this reputation?
Mm.
Right? For me personally, one reputation that I build and I need to change this ASAP. I be talking, I'm going to lose weight, I'm going to do this and this and this and this, and then I don't do it, or it takes me too long to start. So it's like, I have to stop this. Like, I noticed this hit me like a couple of days ago, and I was like, damn, how many times have I said this? You know what I'm saying? And this can't keep going anymore. That's something that, that's a reputation that I might be building without knowing. I don't know how many people think this, but that's something I catch about myself, and I don't think it's okay. I've never was that kind of person till COVID happened. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, I can't continue this way because I do care about that. So I think there's certain things people, when it comes to reputation, people should care about. But is it, that has to be based on like, are they okay with it?
Yeah.
You know? So, hey, if somebody think you're a prick or you're this and this, if you're okay with that, who cares, right?
Yeah, because reputation can damage. That is true. Like that black people think, like black people always late to like events and stuff, really damages and is really dangerous. Best thing was started telling us about. Remember the time he was telling us about the thing that he was kind of late. I think he was maybe 5 minutes late to a program that he wasn't even hosting. It was a program that he was supposed to attend and do some like officiating and stuff for them. And people got there 2 hours late. You know, that kind of shit really gets people.
It's very sad.
It's frustrating and it's sad. It gets people ticked off. Like,
you know what pissed me off is how comfortable a lot of people are like that and that. how proud they are.
Like they come forward and they're like, yeah, black people time. Yeah. You know black people time. I'm like,
I was, you know that party I was in like a couple weeks ago? I went to serve drinks, right? Pull up. I was even pissed off because not even pissed off. I just mad at me because I don't hold myself at that standard. I wanted to be there on time, but I was relying on somebody else to drive me. Right? I was texting this guy all day. I'm like, "Are you coming? Are you coming?" And then it was like 30 minutes there, and I asked him, "Bro, are you coming?" He's like, "Yeah, I'm done. You know, mixing the music because he was gonna make the, he was the DJ, and I'm gonna come pick you up." And then he calls me. He's like, "Yo, I have to get there. I can't pick you up anymore. Da 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 da." And I was automatically gonna be late. So I have to, you know, I have to get a taxi. This guy, I will not lie, he was driving fast. I gave him my tip. I don't give taxi driver tips because they be driving slow and I'm already pissed off. But this guy was driving nice. I was like 15 minutes late, and I was already mad. I was like, "Damn, I'm so late." Walking in the event, they were still preparing the tables. The food was not even there yet.
Wow.
I was so pissed off. And then because I was serving drinks, I mean, I thought everything was going to be there. There were no like drink opener and all that. I had to go buy them. I left for like 40 or something minutes. Came back. People were barely there. And I started losing my shit because in my head, I'm like, okay, I'm going to stay here late, but I have a work at like 7 a.m. You know what I'm saying? The events were supposed to start at 5. Bruv, the room was full at 9. And people walk in there all proud and stuff. I understand that people have, you know, kids. They got to find babysitter. They have stuff. But like when it comes to events, don't say you're going to show up if you know you're going to be late. You know what I'm saying? That's just stuff like that just like, to me, pissed me off. That's one of the reasons why I don't really organize like big events when I know black people are mainly going to be there. Because it's not going to start when I want it to start. And it will drive me nuts.
It is. Remember when were you there? Oh, yeah.
You went to the beach?
You missed it. No, it wasn't the beach. When we went to our friend's birthday.
Bro,
this is right before they kicked us out.
Yeah.
But it was supposed to start at 9. Mm-hmm. And me knowing that it was an African thing, like, this is how bad it is. Because of that reputation, like, when I tend to go to black events, I try to show up late. I try to show up an hour.
You can't show up on time.
If I show up,
you'll help.
I'll be the one setting shit up.
Setting
like,
stuff.
I'm there to come and enjoy myself. You know, I'm not the main person,
you know what I'm saying? If you're
like,
there.
I'm not paid to be there at work. Like, you're my friend and I came to celebrate with you. I didn't come and work for you. Like, you're not paying me for that kind of shit. You know, people are paid to do those things. So, you know, when I show up an hour late or an hour 15 minutes late and there's only 5 people. And I'm wondering, like, this thing started an hour ago.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what the heck is happening here?
If I ever organize an event, I'm inviting 50% white, 50% black. And listen, straight up, if you're a black friend of mine, if you hear me start an event, better show up on time. Because soon the white guys are here, and it's like, not the white, by people that are punctual, Asian people are very punctual too. You know, so I'm gonna invite my Asian friends too. And once they're there, you know what I'm saying, and their time clickly, that's when we're supposed to start. We're starting. Now we're starting. We'll eat the food. You guys will get the leftover. I do not care. They'll get the best drink. Sometimes I sit down and I'm like, when are we going to change this? I think even for me, the reason I'm like this is because of my dad, man. My dad's like somebody who's very punctual. So like he kind of like ingrained that in me, you know? But I'm like, I just be looking at my other friends' parents. They do not care.
Bro, me too. My parents are like that. My mom got so mad at me because I was 5 minutes late today to go out with her. Like, my dad, very punctual.
Mm-hmm.
I'm late. I'm just late.
5 minutes.
It's not 5 minutes, bro. I'm late all the time. Bro, I gotta go on a date. I'm late. I gotta go for an appointment. I'm late. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming on this episode. We gotta go. We're already late. I have a game to watch.
What time is it?
You've reached the end of another episode of Ransom Pekins.
You can hit us up on our email at ransompekins@gmail.com.
You can also follow us on Instagram at ransompekins.
And leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Have a good evening.
Peace.